This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump, still a patient on Sunday at Walter Reed Medical Hospital, where he is being treated for the coronavirus. His main doctor says that the medical team treating him is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is not yet out of the woods. The latest assessment came from Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. In a video Saturday from his hospital quarters, Trump says he's feeling better and hopes to be back soon. He's expected to remain, though, at the hospital for several more days. Meantime, the White House is tracing a flurry of new infections of close Trump aides and allies. Attention is focused in particular on the September 26th White House event introducing Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. There's a court vacancy following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At this event, more than 150 people gathered in the White House Rose Garden, mingling, hugging, and shaking hands, overwhelmingly without masks. Among those who attended and have now tested positive, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, two Republican senators, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. While Mr. Trump is in the hospital, First Lady Melania remained at the White House to recover from her own bout with the virus. In that Trump video release, he said that his wife was handling her situation very nicely, adding, she's just a little bit, tiny bit younger than he is. In fact, she is 24 years younger. Melania Trump celebrated her 50th birthday earlier this year. Mr. Trump is 74. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has shortened his scheduled trip to Asia after President Trump's positive COVID-19 test. On Saturday, Pompeo said he would be leaving Sunday as planned on a trip to Asia. He's scheduled to still fly to Tokyo, but plans to stop in South Korea and Mongolia are no longer on the docket. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched through the center of the Belarusian capital, Minsk, Sunday to demand that authorities free political prisoners, and police also turned water cannons on them. The march crowned a series of rallies in Belarus since an August 9th election in which President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory. His opponents say it was rigged to hand him a sixth term in power. The political crisis in Belarus has caused broad repercussions for Minsk and its ally Moscow. This week, the European Union and the United States imposed sanctions on senior Belarusian officials but spared Lukashenko. The crisis has also raised the possibility of more sanctions against Moscow if it decides to help Lukashenko. The ruble has already dropped steeply at the prospect. And thousands of demonstrators in southern Germany protested against coronavirus restrictions over the weekend, police said on Sunday, although organizers failed to mobilize enough people for a planned human chain around Lake Constance. Thousands of counter-demonstrators in Constance also turned out to show support for the government's main measures to contain the coronavirus, while also protesting against right-wing supporters in the other group, police said. Overall, police counted between 10,500 and 11,000 people taking part in different demonstrations on Saturday, and the two-day protests continued on Sunday. The marches have attracted a mixed crowd of civil rights activists and people who oppose vaccinations, as well as neo-Nazis and members of far-right groups, including the opposition party Alternative for Germany. Cambodia raised a U.S. built building on its largest naval base to allow for further expansion and will relocate the demolished facility, Cambodia's government said on Sunday, denying reports of Chinese involvement in the redevelopment. The Pentagon had said it was concerned about reports that the U.S.-funded Cambodian Naval Tactical Headquarters facility at Ream had been demolished and had asked the Cambodian government for an explanation. The building, roughly 30 meters long, had housed several small patrol boats. Cambodia raised the U.S.-built facility at Ream Naval Base for the building requires renovations, the Prime Minister's office said in a tweet. And a small group of people wearing the white garments symbolic of the Muslim pilgrimage circled Islam's holiest site in Mecca Sunday after Saudi Arabia lifted coronavirus restrictions that had been in place for months. The kingdom had taken the rare step in early March of suspending the smaller year-round Umrah pilgrimages that draw millions from across the world as the coronavirus morphed into a global pandemic. But as nations began to ease those restrictions, the Saudi government on Sunday started allowing a maximum of 6,000 pilgrims a day. For VOA News via remote, I'm